Welcome to the SynBio Academy, the podcast series from the iGEM Patras team. In these sessions, we discuss the Global Synthetic Biology iGEM competition, the participating scientific projects, its social perspectives and experiences arising from it. Our guests are experts from Greece and from all over the world, related not only to the iGEM competition, but also to the field of synthetic biology in general. Our goal, bring science and society together. Stay tuned. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the SynBio Academy, the podcast series by the iGEM Patras team. I am Evanthia, and I will be your host for today. I am one of the members of the Wet Lab sub-team and currently a master's student on the Department of Pharmacy of University of Patras. Today we have the pleasure to have an interview with Leandros Siotos, one of the iGEM ambassadors to Europe for the 2021 iGEM competition. Hello Leandros, how are you?
Hello Evanthia, I'm happy to be here. I'm fine.
Before we begin, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. So I'm Leandros Siotos. I'm a biochemist and biotechnologist. So I graduated from the Department of Biochemistry and Biotechnology of the University of Thessaly. I'm currently working at the University of Thessaly as a dissemination and outreach officer of the National Hellenic Research Infrastructure on Synthetic Biology, called Omic Engine, and I firstly participated in iGEM back in 2019.
What prompted you to participate in the iGEM competition for the first time, and what did you gain from this participation?
So I first met synthetic biology as an undergraduate student. The department that I studied is the one and only department in Greece to offer such a course at an undergraduate level. So by attending this course, I discovered the basic principles of synthetic biology and their applications on our daily lives. And I was also introduced in the iGEM competition. So it was then when I realized that participating in such competition, it would be a great experience in multiple levels. So from my point of view, iGEM is a truly educational and life-changing experience. Through your 1 year or less project, you come to discover the art of designing experiments, following the design, build, test, learn cycle, finding sponsors, communicating your project to the public, and of course, realizing how your research should be good and responsible for the world.
And what was the project with which you competed the first time you participated in the competition as a member of a team?
Okay, so that's a long story. I hope you'll not be bored. So back in 2019, as the first interdisciplinary team from the University of Thessaly, we worked on the project named Odyssey. So we managed to develop a modular platform for field diagnosis of tuberculosis. So tuberculosis remains one of the 10 deadliest diseases worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. And nearly 36% of people infected with TB are left undiagnosed. So the underdiagnosis of TB may be due to limited or delayed access to appropriate healthcare. So our team decided to develop a non-invasive triage test based on cell-free synthetic biology for the early diagnosis of tuberculosis, destined to be applied to refugee camps all over Greece. Even though it was our first participation, Odyssey was awarded with gold medal and the Best Diagnostics Project Award. It was also nominated for Best Integrated Human Practices and Best Supporting Entrepreneurship Special Awards, while the Safety and Security Committee congratulated us for complying with iGEM safety policies.
I have to say it was an impressive project with a great social impact. Did your whole project evolve in any way after the competition, either with the help of iGEM or not?
Yes, so some members of our 2019 team aim to expand Odyssey's implementation and are exploring entrepreneurial avenues of our project through EPIC. And EPIC is iGEM's entrepreneurship program, which is really interesting.
Going back on 2019, What was the most difficult part of your team's participation in the competition? For example, the human practices, fundraising, wet lab, dry lab?
Okay, that's a tricky question. But as it is obvious, being the first iGEM team from our university, everything was challenging and difficult, from forming our team to finding sponsors and registering to the competition. But thanks to our PIs, instructors, advisors, iGEM alumni from Greece and abroad, and of course, all the people that helped and advised us during this journey, everything made it easier.
Yes, this is true. It is a difficult part for an iGEM team. What cannot be done without cooperation and proper communication between the members of an iGEM team?
Okay, so I think that, again, here the answer is everything. So proper communication and planning are aspects of utmost importance during an iGEM project. As you already know, the competition's timeline is really strict and with a lot of deliverables and deadlines, like in real life, but in just 1 year. So organization and communication is the key for achieving not only your team goals, but also your personal goals.
I believe the same. Both of them play a significant role in team building and extracting the best out of the team members. Did your participation in the iGEM competition help you in your subsequent career? And if so, in what way?
Oh, yeah, that's another very, very interesting question. So working in an interdisciplinary team and participating in iGEM, a competition full of challenges in a multi-level perspective, made me realize that science and synthetic biology are more than a wet lab experiment. So as the COVID-19 pandemic taught to us and the competition itself, only when people from different backgrounds, experiences, and fields come together, will we be able to combat great challenges. So for me, working on all aspects of an iGEM project, I've seen that I'm not a wet lab scientist, but I'm keen on connecting research projects with the society. And thus, I decided to follow a career on science communication and education.
What do you think you will never forget about participating in the iGEM competition?
Okay, so you will say that I'm giving the same answers. So again, the answer here is everything. It was a truly educational and valuable year for me and each of our team members, I think. So one of the best parts that would definitely be the last 2 months before the wiki freeze. So when the majority of our team was gathered to my place and we were editing and documenting our wiki all night long while drinking vodka and gin and eating a lot of cookies. So I hope you'll do the same, guys. So of course, I will never forget our presentation at the Giant Jamboree in Boston and the time that the results were announced. We couldn't believe it. And to be honest, we continue to do so. We cannot believe the results.
I can relate. I have to say, unfortunately, we didn't have the experience with the Giant Jamboree in Boston, but we have one of those crazy nights during the wiki.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What prompted you to become an ambassador this year in the iGEM competition?
Okay, that's an easy one. First of all, is Athena, who was a team member back in our 2019 team, and she was last year's iGEM ambassador to Europe and a very close friend of mine. So do not laugh, Athena, when you'll hear this. And of course, Nemanja, who is now the vice president of the Creative Productions Committee of iGEM. So I think it's all about the community. Once you take part in iGEM, once you do not want to give up to this vibrant community of amazing people with amazing ideas. And I'm saying this seriously. So many Greek iGEM alumni are currently engaged with iGEM and after iGEM in various positions like judges, mentors, committee members. So let's say hello to Dimitris, Anastasis, Nick, Vasiliki, and Fanny. And all of us, we aim to help our community support local teams like yours and develop new initiatives and help on establishing the synthetic biology potential in Greece.
I have to say, we are thankful for you guys being here, supporting and advising us in order to make our best in the competition. What responsibilities does an ambassador have?
Okay, so yeah, as iGEM ambassadors, our main responsibility is to be the voice of iGEM teams to the headquarters and help improve your iGEM experience. So we're also working on growing the synthetic biology community in our respective region while developing our own projects. And I don't know if I could share any secret information, but one thing that you might not imagine is that we are continuously being bombarded with messages on Slack with different meetings, events, new tasks, et cetera, aimed to support the iGEM community and your journey during the competition.
What advice would you give to someone who is considering participating in the competition?
Okay, so just do it, and not the Nike's commercial. So it's an immersive experience that you'll never forget. And well, when you'll decide to do it, reach out to the iGEM community and we will guide you through the competition. So just do it.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I have to say that it is the second year that I am participating in the competition, so I can relate.
So yeah, that's great. Great news.
Yes. In your opinion, can anyone take part in the competition or is special knowledge required?
Okay, no. I firmly believe that everyone can take part at the competition. So as I've told you before, we are a vibrant and pleasant community that is ready to accept and support everyone through the iGEM journey. So one of the core principles of the competition is interdisciplinarity. So without people from different backgrounds and perspectives, we will not be able to move forward and see the unseen. So the newcomers all only need to be ready to dream and push their limits to follow the SynBio principles, aiming to engineer our collective future with integrity and responsibility.
What advice would you give to this year's members regarding the laboratory part of their project, the human practices and fundraising?
Okay, that's a very simple question. And I have three words as my answer is planning, planning and planning. So the more you give, the more you get out of this experience and this competition. So be sure to exceed your limits. Learn the iGEM 2021 website by heart. Only then you will be able, and all the other teams, to reflect your project to the needs of the iGEM community and our society. So during this season, be ready to laugh, cry, drink beers, and most of all, enjoy the iGEM roller coaster.
Well, I think all of us will take your advice into deep consideration. So thank you for being here with us today. It was a delightful and enlightening discussion. Wish you the best of luck in your future steps.
Thank you so much for having me. I wish you the best of luck with your project and always reach out to the iGEM community if you need any help. We are here for you.
Thank you very much for listening to us in today's episode. We hope you find our podcast interesting and that you continue to follow us. Stay tuned so you don't miss any of our upcoming podcasts.